This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Gohltz. As we come to the close of reading through and reflecting on the book of Hebrews, let's pause for a moment and consider the benediction found in chapter 13, verses 20 through 22. What does this benediction teach us about God? He is the God of peace. He brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus. He is ready to equip Christians with everything good for doing His will and is able to work in us what is pleasing to Him. What does it teach us about Jesus? He is the resurrected one. He is that great shepherd of the sheep. God works in us through Jesus Christ. He is worthy of glory forever and ever. What does it teach us about man? We are in need of being equipped by God if we are going to do His will. We can do what pleases God if we allow Him to work in us. The implication is that apart from God's equipping us and working in us, we cannot do His will, nor do what would please Him. That's precisely why the writer of Hebrews prayed this benediction over the readers of Hebrews. He wanted them to know the joy of doing the Father's will, of doing what would please Him. He wanted them to know God's peace, and He wanted them to live in such a way that Jesus would be glorified through them. This is all possible because of a covenant of blood. It is described as an eternal covenant. This indicates that this benediction was the plan determined in eternity past and sealed by the blood sacrifice of Jesus. Let me encourage you to memorize this benediction and remind yourself of its blessing as you endeavor to do God's will and please Him.